What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source.
To all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. I'm super excited for you to be here. If this is your first time, thank you so much for joining us. If you've been here before, make sure you tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, and have them join the community. We are here to support entrepreneurs where they are. If you are here locally in Dallas, Texas, great. We would love to meet you in person. If you're away, we can meet virtually. Just let me know. I love a good coffee conversation. So even though I'm a tea person, but we can definitely have a virtual tea party slash coffee party. But yes, we are here to support entrepreneurs with resources, tips, and tricks when it comes to podcasts and then when it comes to business, because I am a business owner as well. So today, we are going to focus on wellness and mindset, and that's what season 9 is all about. So with these solo episodes, I pretty much try to keep it in alignment with wellness and mindset. So today, we're going to talk about the secret weapon. If you're a podcaster, even if you're not a podcaster, if you're creating content on social media, this will help you as well from burning out. And we're going to talk about batching. If that's batching content, if that's batching recordings, if that's getting together your content calendar for the month, whatever the case may be, today we're going to talk about batching. So let's go ahead and get to it. So when it comes to batching, there's certain things that I want to discuss before we get into action steps, right? So if you are a content creator, what I suggest, and this is something that I do, even if you're a podcaster, I would say go on ChatGPT, if you're on Claude, if you're on Copilot, whatever the case may be, I would say go on there and create a content calendar of all the things that you either want to discuss, you want to educate, or share a lifestyle. If you have those three categories, I think you would be good with just getting started. And then from there, you'll learn from, you know, what works and what doesn't work, and then make more content around that. So for an example with me, creating these solo episodes, I went to ChatGPT, that's my best friend, and it pretty much knows that season 9 is geared towards wellness and mindset. So me being a business owner and also a podcaster, I want to see how I can put everything in one, because I know there's different people that listen to my podcast. So if I can put everything as far as all the elements that I have in layers, if I can put it in one episode, that would be awesome, because I want to make sure I provide tips and tricks for all things that I do that works for me, because it might support you where you are. So I would suggest first create a content calendar. If that's creating content as reels, if that's creating carousel posts, if that's creating quote cards, whatever the case may be, put it in ChatGPT. If you're creating episodes, I would say put it in ChatGPT as well. And also create a prompt that will be specific in what you want to talk about or deliver when it comes to social media or when it comes to the podcast. And hopefully you are creating a type of bond with whatever AI service that you're using, because with my ChatGPT, it has a memory and it knows exactly what I'm doing, what my tone is, and who I'm talking to. So what I would really do, take some time, figure out who your target audience is beforehand, and then start creating your content calendar. So that's one side of batching. The second thing is recording. I would say make sure that you have a location. If that's at home, create an office space or somewhere silent away from everything else, so you can go ahead and create a recording day just to record all the content that you created in your content calendar. So that is something that's very, very important, getting a location. And make sure that it's a consistent location. I know for me, sometimes I record at Comerica. Right now, I'm recording in an office off of 635. And I love this office as well. But I know when I'm going to come into the office and do my recordings, or if I'm going to Comerica and do my recordings there. I do have a space at home where it's super quiet during the day. I can't do it at night because my mom is at home and she's watching her stories and stuff in the living room. So I try to record during the day before she actually gets home. So that's what I'm saying. You want to plan out these type of things so you're not waiting to the last minute trying to figure out where you're going to record, how you're going to record, make sure that you got all your equipment to do all the recording. So that's another thing as far as batching, right? Another thing is all the editing that you have to do. If you don't have a team to support you and you're doing all the editing yourself, schedule a time for you to edit. So we have three things. You want to go ahead and plan your content calendar. So you can have multiple days. If you want to plan out the week, if you want to plan out the month, there's some people that plan out a full quarter. I'm not that good, okay? Because what, today is Thursday and I usually put out my episodes on Monday. We're a little late. We'll talk about that later. But if you plan it, like usually I plan Sundays as what I'm going to do for the full week, do that. And then from there, if you get comfortable, plan it for every 2 weeks. And then when you get more comfortable, plan it for 3 to 4 weeks. So from there, just gradually get better in planning out your content, right? So that's one thing. Same thing with recording. Create a day in your schedule for recording. If you want to just do 3 episodes, if you want to do 3 carousels, if you want to do 3 quote cards, whatever the case may be, create a day of just recording. And then the same thing with editing. Create a day of just editing. If you want to edit 3 episodes, if you want to edit, you got your quote card templates. Now let's go ahead and find those quotes, copy and paste, and put those in the templates. So you want to make sure that you're scheduling these things out and also picking days of when you're going to do it. That's going to help you from burning out, because at this point, the work is done. You already know what needs to be recorded. You already know what needs to be edited. And at this point, you're getting your schedule aligned with the things that you have to do. So when I say batching, those are the things that will help you in batching and, of course, eliminating burnout. Okay. So some of the examples that I want to mention and some of the resources that I want to provide is, for one, Descript. Descript is an all-in-one tool where you can record and you can also create all type of assets for your podcast or whatever you need to record when it comes to your content. I know some people are recording little bitty like snippets for social media, and that works. If you're not ready for podcasting, that is another thing that you can do, because now we can create content up to 3 minutes now. I think depends on how many followers it gets longer. You know, people get privileged when you have a lot of followers and things of that nature. So for us regular smuggler folks, you have up to 3 minutes. So if you want to start off with creating short form content up to 3 minutes, educating, lifestyle, whatever the case may be, you can do that in Descript. And you can also create a newsletter. You can also create with something else. You can also create captions. You can also create a blog based off that 3 minutes. If you have long form content, you can do the same thing. And if you want to edit, you can do the same thing in Descript. Okay. So as I mentioned, once you go to ChatGPT, go ahead and get the content calendar together. You can go over into Descript, record it. On your editing day, you can edit. And then you can also create all the assets for social media to promote. If it's a podcast or if it's a reel, whatever the case may be, you can use Descript to get all of the assets to support whatever content you're creating to promote it on social media. That part is so important because it's an all-in-one platform. If you want to have a good time and do everything in one day because it's literally a click of a button, do it. If that works for you, do it. But if you feel like you have a lot on your plate and you're not trying to do all of that in one day, like I said, create separate days to help you not burn out. Because at the end of the day, if you're not good, your company's not going to be good, your team is not going to be good, your family and friends are not going to be good. You have to make sure you pour into yourself. And so pouring into yourself is to get everything in alignment to what you want to do so you can be successful. So that's why I wanted to definitely put out Descript. Descript is a major tool that I use on a daily basis when it comes to not only my podcast, but for my clients. And I'm legit building my team off of Descript because it helps in so many ways. We don't have to use all these different platforms. We can use just one platform to help us get and create successful promotional assets for our clients and to make them sound and look good as well. So another thing I want to mention is Canva. As far as a resource, Canva is another one that you can use to create the templates for carousels, for if you want to do like a quiz, if you want to do a poll, if you want to do anything design as far as templates, Canva is the way to go. They have a lot of templates that are pre-made. You just have to make sure you update your branding on there as far as the colors and fonts and things of that nature. But Canva is a really good place to start. I have no designing skills, but Canva makes me feel like, girl, you did that. So if you are an expert, if you are a beginner, Canva helps with everything, and it's a free platform. So I would definitely refer you to use Canva when it comes to templates, carousels, quote cards, all the above, right? Another thing that I want to mention is if you don't have a newsletter, I would definitely incorporate a newsletter. If you don't have a blog, I would definitely incorporate a blog. But as I mentioned, Descript will create all these things for you. If you don't have an email list, start creating a list. Social media spazzes out on us sometimes. There's a lot of things that's going on in the business behind the scenes that we don't know about that causes the platforms to shut down and crash out. So make sure that you guys are creating an email list so you can send these newsletters, so you can send them these blog posts and things of that nature so you can create you a community. I will create a separate episode on how to do that, but I just want to put a tidbit out there to start creating a community and getting people off of social media by creating an email list. When it comes to blog posts, when you create those in Descript, in order to start creating community, I would say go to LinkedIn. I'm a LinkedIn girl. Go to LinkedIn, create an article, copy and paste that blog post, upload it to LinkedIn as an article. Start creating your community there. Not only are you doing videos and captions and maybe photos, but now you're creating articles to show that you're an expert in your field. So that's a little tidbit that I want to give you. You want to be an expert in your field. You want to be the go-to person. I call myself the go-to podcast partner, okay? So you want to make sure that you're the go-to person for your industry. So outside of just doing videos and captions and photos, etc., start doing some blog posts, start doing some articles. I think that would be really, really good for you in growing your business, showing that you're an expert, getting clients, and also building that community. So that's one thing I definitely want to share. I think pretty much I explained why it matters and all the things as far as Descript. You save you so much money. I mean, Opus Clips is a good one too. I want to mention Opus Clips. If you are on YouTube, and I say this as someone who tried it and now it works, I will upload my videos to YouTube. I will copy the YouTube link and put it in Opus Clips, and it creates so many variations of the podcast episode itself into small clips that I can repurpose on YouTube. And I can even repurpose it on Instagram, and that's at a click of a button. When I look at my shorts on YouTube, I get thousands of views. When I say thousands of views, thousands of views. Someone told me I need to start posting on Snapchat. You don't have to be everywhere. See what works for you and, you know, see what's comfortable for you. Because I'm hearing Snapchat are writing checks for the people out there. But I am getting thousands of views on my shorts, more than the full episode. And that's okay. It's okay. But when it comes to the shorts, the people are reviewing it. So, not reviewing it, they're viewing it. And so when you are in Opus Clips, you will have an option to schedule these things to go out on Instagram, schedule the videos to go out on YouTube, and they will provide hashtags. They will provide a caption and a title for the video. And I think because it's supported by AI, it's really using those keywords for people that are interested in your content and connecting them to your content so you can, of course, build community, get more downloads, and ultimately monetize your content, okay? That's why it matters. This is why it matters. We're trying to monetize at this point, right? We're trying to connect with sponsorships. We're trying to connect with people that's donating. We're trying to connect with people that are going to pour into us. And so this is the reason why you want to use Descript. This is the reason why you want to use Canva. This is the reason why you want to use Opus Clips, because these are platforms that's going to help us in creating these things. And then from there, once we post them, get us connected to the right people in order for us to grow our community, grow our following, and ultimately monetize. And that is what we want. We want to monetize. So use these tools. I think Descript is free, but after a while, for so many hours, let's say if you start creating so much content after a while, you will have to pay for those hours, right? I think Opus Clip is only $11 to start off, and then it goes up to like $19. But like I said, go to Opus Clips and look for yourself. And then Canva is free. Now, if you want to do more things outside of what they're granting you for the free tier, you may have to pay. But I would say starting out, see what the free provides, because all you probably need is what's in the free tier. So the ones that I'm explaining and providing to you guys, they are very affordable, but you have to see what you are looking for your company and see what's beneficial. And then you may have to purchase a tier. If a tier works for you in the free department, start off with the free department and allow the platforms to grow with you. Don't just start off all, and that same thing with equipment, that's another time, another day. But all the things that you are investing in your business, make sure that these are platforms that can grow with you. That is super, super important. You don't want to just spend all this money, because at the end of the day, podcasting is hard, even business is hard. If you're starting out, you don't want to spend so much money and then at the end of the day you go bankrupt before you even get your first client, because you want to look pretty, you want to sound pretty, all these different things. Start off with these free tiers and then allow it to grow with you, because once it grows with you and you see the money and the income turning up, then you can start purchasing more as you grow. But until then, start off with these free tiers, even free trials, and see if you like the platform, see if it works for you. See if somebody can help you with learning the platform as that. And so that is something that I definitely offer to you, just to see if it works. Another thing, if you are looking to build a team, this is another thing that will help out with burnout, since this is what we're talking about today. If all these things feel too difficult for you to do on your own, build a team. There are platforms that will help you find a virtual assistant at low as $5 an hour. They're not in the U.S. They're outsourced in different countries. But a dollar to us means several dollars to them, right? And so not only are you building a team, but you are supporting them in their goals, in their business, and helping them grow as a professional. And so there are different platforms, and the one that I use where I found my assistant, it is called onlinejobs.ph, and these are people that's in the Philippine area, and I found people from $7, $8, and I've heard people find as low as $5 on this particular platform. So what I would suggest, if you feel like this is overwhelming in doing these platforms and you got to learn these platforms, I would say hire somebody that know these platforms that can do this for you. Like I mentioned, I found a virtual assistant on onlinejobs.ph. There's another platform that's called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. And those are pretty much per project. But if you want to hire them, I'm sure they will probably talk to you off of Fiverr and you can work with them as far as a base pay. But I wouldn't start off like that. See what they can do. When I do my interviews, I give them a trial audiogram. I'll give them a trial episode. I need to see what you can do before you come onto the team. And then I hire you and you don't know what I'm talking about. So I would definitely do a trial with them first. Do something real minute. Do something real small. You don't want to do anything to where they're like, okay, are you even going to pay me for this? Do something real small. Like an audiogram is 30 to 60 seconds. 30 to 60 seconds. Let's figure out if you know what piece to pick out. Let's see if you understand what branding colors are, what font to use, if it's legible for people to read. You want to make sure that you're looking at those things when hiring people. Even if you want to hire them for show notes, make sure they understand what the title needs. Make sure they understand what the description needs. Make sure that they understand a cover art may be needed. If you don't understand the back end, do your research when it comes to podcasting, or you can hire me because I can support you in that, and we have a team that can support you in that. But if you're looking to just hire somebody directly, I will go to these platforms, onlinejobs.ph, or go to Fiverr to find you a virtual assistant. Okay, that will definitely support you and help you avoid burnout. All right, so the next thing that I wanted to discuss is sometimes things don't go as planned. As I mentioned earlier, today is Thursday. I try to put out an episode every Monday. Now that I'm trying to stay consistent, and it has really, really sucked. But I've been doing it weekly since we started doing the solo episodes. I have been doing it weekly, but have I been doing it every Monday? No. So I am going to take my own advice and start scheduling these things out. Like today, I may do multiple episodes, but if I don't get to it, I know I need to get to it one day, look at my schedule and say, hey, before season 9 launches, because right now I have all of my episodes being batched for all the interviews. And I'm going to wait to maybe 2 or 3 episodes towards the end need to be booked, or if they are being interviewed, they just need to be edited. I'm still going to launch because I have about 9 episodes that's ready. Right now, we've recorded already 4 episodes. I do want to get more episodes booked, edited, and things of that nature before we launch. But my time frame is August. I don't know what's wrong with me when it comes to these solo episodes. I teach my clients to do the same thing. Same thing, tools I'm teaching y'all to avoid burnout. But your girl has been struggling. Because I usually only do the first episode solo. And I do the last episode solo. But this time, we're going to try and do as many solo episodes so we can have time to do season 9 and get these interviews together. So with that being stated, things don't go right. Okay, we talking apples to apples. Some things just don't go right. But when we know better, we do better. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to take these tools and tricks that I'm teaching y'all and teach myself and definitely sit out some time, because I only have like a few more, a few more episodes that we need to get booked, edited, and ready for season 9. And once we get those done, we can go ahead and start launching episodes. But until then, I want to go ahead and get all these episodes, these solo episodes, carved out, ready to go. So by the time we get to season 9, we're already ready to go. So everything's not going to be perfect. Everything is not going to be the way we want every time. But with that being stated, if we sit down, create the content, plan it, make sure everything aligns with the schedule, I think we'll be okay. And it's not even I just think a lot of times we just don't sit down and plan it. But if we sit down, plan it, carve it out on our schedule, because if it's not on the schedule, it's not going to happen. If we carve it out, put some time on the calendar, sit down, figure out what location, figure out what type of content we want to create, figure out who our target audience is, figure out those things, I think it's easier as we continue to practice. Practice makes perfect. So do what you can with the time that you have and make it happen. Other than that, I think this is what will really help us from burning out. Getting the community, getting the team, getting some processes and procedures together, because that's important as well. Get these tools aligned, sign up for these trial episodes, sign up for these free packages, whatever helps. We just got to get it in place and we got to get it done. But that is it for today's episode. I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank y'all. If y'all listen to this morning, noon, evening, or night, y'all have a great one, and we see you guys next time. Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.